The Uganda Revenue Authority embarks on efforts intended to clean up the taxpayer register by targeting inactive or non-compliant tax identification numbers to enhance data accuracy and tax compliance. Supervisor for Tax Education in the Central Region, Hafsa Segwia, is concerned that when some businesses fail to make profits, the owners abandon their TIN numbers without informing URA. Segwia says when businesses close, it is important that owners inform URA to have their personal identification numbers deactivated. This being a media training under the Uganda Parliamentary Press Association at the URA offices in Kampala.
They do their different businesses and they apply for TINs. But when one applies for a TIN, at times they neglect the TINs when the businesses don't take on or don't actually bring in what they think. They are just abandoning the TINs, forgetting that on my side the TIN remains running. And once I don't hear from you, I don't get any return, I may be forced to issue a default assessment that keeps on coming to you, even a penalty for the return I haven't received or received late. So the emphasis that we have been probably doing more is ensure that when you have a TIN, and once this business closes, it is well, kindly come back and we do deactivate the TIN and put it on hold.